You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome one and welcome all to the Andre Segovia Show. I am yours truly, and I thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the program. I know that there are some of you that are still suffering. Some of you that are not allowed to go outside. How can we be held prisoner in our own homes? I know, I understand it, I get it. And for those of us here in Los Angeles, we're looking to the lockdown restrictions starting to be lifted, hopefully by May 15th, but that's obviously the date when Los Angeles will be reevaluating the date, whether they'll extend it or whether they'll consider reopening. And of course, everyone's crossing their fingers, hoping for the good news. So we'll see where that goes. And it's along those lines for why in this episode, I will not be talking about the business aspect of things. I've spoken enough about business side of things, but I will also be informing you of pertinent information. And these past 2 weeks, I have been involved with certain associations, from apartments to realtor associations and different boards that are in communication with trying to fight back some of the legislation that's being considered in Sacramento. So as soon as I have more information about that, I will report on it, which I'm actually hoping would be the next episode. And it will not be business related as to, oh, real estate can help you. No, it's now about actually how to save your property rights. And it's getting a little crazy. Look, I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. It's getting insane. And there's just so many things that are happening. I want the dust to settle to see what I actually need to respond to and inform you about if you need to take some action. I've already posted some things up previously that still hold true over the past few weeks during this lockdown stage that you should be made aware of. And for those of you in the mailing list, you will be getting some more information as I am aware of it. Now, having said all that, because people are still struggling, there's some people that thought that, oh, the end of April, the curtains are lifted, we go back to normal. And then they realized this was just another day of the lockdown. It's like, what, nothing changed for May? In fact, some places even got stricter, like San Francisco, extended all the way to the end of May, where Los Angeles, it was always since early, late March, early April, they said it was May 15th. So it's, I don't know where everybody got the impression that LA was going to be lifted on May 1st. Like, what are you talking about? They said May 15th. So I had to burst the bubble of some people. And I know a lot of people that have been suffering because of that. They're really getting angsty, desperate. Some of them have kids and they really want to get out there. But on top of that, I also have friends that have been in the ICU. I have friends that are quarantined at home because they've been exposed to this. I have not been in contact with any of them. We've always kept our distance, but the point is that this it is a reality of things, and there's a misunderstanding about the whole flattening the curve and, well, what does it mean that we bring the caseload down for the curve and all this. And I'm not going to weigh into that in this episode. I'm only going to tell you where I actually discuss these things, where things cross my mind, where normally I wouldn't address it on my show for various reasons, especially because the big tech giants are silencing, demonetizing, and deplatforming people that do not agree with their so-called guidelines, which are actually more opinionated things based on progressive ideologies. That for what I've been affected too on YouTube, I've had copyright hits against me, not strikes, but I have had hits against me. And they're not the ones that are claiming this are not even the owners of the actual property. I've done what I could on my side to give credit to where credit's due based on the rules and guidelines of YouTube from 4 years ago, because that's what they were complaining about. It's like, dude, this is like over 4 years ago, and I did what I did based on what was permissible back then about the fair use, and I give credit to it. But then someone's coming along complaining about music, said they own it. It's like, no, they don't. I know very well they do not own this original soundtrack that belongs to Danny Elfman, well, composed by Danny Elfman, released by Warner Brothers media label. But some random band from South America is claiming that it belongs to them. It's like, oh man. And guess what? YouTube didn't even give me a chance to respond to that or dispute it. You know what? Just silence it on the video. I'm not taking my video down. Just silence it on the video and let me go. And on top of that, I have had some of my own Andres Segovia Show episodes demonetized or even buried deep within. Like, this is a really strange thing happened on my YouTube channel. I'm getting zero traffic. That is not something, and for those of us that read the analytics, it is not something that is usual. If you see there's a trend in my videos, I understand when there's certain things that are not as interesting, especially to my subscribers that hope to hear more along the lines of tech news. But even so, there are some things that have been like, you only got 3 views in the video? What's going on there? But when you look at the back end, YouTube's saying that they're reviewing over 20,000 views that they will not add to my viewership count. And there's been some interesting things happening in the background that have really been getting me annoyed with YouTube, mostly because when I talk about real estate and all that, there are certain topics that have to be raised up that some people can report or construe as a thought that someone or an opinion that someone doesn't agree with, such as this whole rental debate happening during this lockdown. And because I had to weigh into that, some of that has been construed as, oh, look, this guy's probably putting his opinion and it's not a proper opinion, therefore silence him. That has actually happened during the lockdown where I produced the most content and suddenly down to a trickle. So like, interesting. So it's due to that, and I knew this was going to happen, by the way, which is why last year I was beta testing Off the Record. So what is Off the Record? For those of you that are not aware, and I'm tired of rehashing this, but I do know there's new listeners. There's listeners that kind of forget about it. This is something exclusively hosted on www.theandresagover.com. And it is members only. However, because this time I wanted more people to have access to it, I have not put it behind the wall, the access wall, the security gate, if you will. Not a paywall, not yet, because it's still too early for me to monetize this. But the thing is that I do have a wall up. I did have a wall up that right now is not up. So that means anybody and everybody can go to my website and listen to original content that I've created. I have different shows there too. I've already rebooted one of them. It just hasn't seen so much the light of day that I really want to put out there. So to give you an idea of what you're missing out on by not checking out Off the Record, because for those of you that want to hear yours truly but don't exactly want to hear about real estate, well, that's why this show about me, I have a bunch of other things that I like too, just like you. Hey, I like movies, so do you. You like music, so do I. You know, I have books that I read, comic books, and I have opinions about certain things that I want to share, or even ideas to be throwing around. It's like, hey, you know what, why don't we try this or that? So I do weigh in on things, and I'm a bit of a nostalgic guy, and there's a lot of nostalgia going on. Oh, the 80s, the 80s, the 80s. Now they're moving on to the 90s. So there's all these different things that I do have interest for, and I invite you to check out the rest of the shows that live on my website, www.theandresagovia.com, where that's where you're going to find the weekly weekend show called The Soundtrack Corner, where I go over certain things that I enjoy listening to. And I categorize them where right now, along this sequence of things, I'm nearly wrapped up with a series of my favorite film scores and TV scores for a certain year. And that one's almost wrapped up, so I'm going to start a new series. So I encourage you to check that out. That's every single Saturday morning. That's something new for you. Another one is the real part of this Andres Segovia Show Off the Record that I get at is what I can talk about anything and everything that I want. I weigh in on economics, I weigh in on politics, I weigh in on foreign policy, I weigh in about local things that are going on, I weigh in on pet peeves, you know. So there's these things that I do have too, so I talk about those things. And on top of that, because I told you I like movies, I used to host the Critic Corner way back when, that I retired around 2010, and I've been able to reboot it. I tested it during the quarantine. People had a great response to that. So you know what? That show is coming back. And on top of that, because of my previous shows that I've hosted before I rebooted the New Segovia Show, I'm going to be dipping into those vaults and archives to bring back, just so you can get an idea of how long I've been doing this and what I've thought about things way back when, and some things that are still applied today. So I'll be dipping into that resource well and sharing it with you, like a Throwback Thursday. So that's coming to this summer. So there's a lot of things that are going on. A big part of the show's over there. YouTube still exists in its own form. I will be doing reviews on certain technology devices that I've acquired and revisiting certain things. I want to weigh in on that, especially as you consider to go back out there. And you, well, because some of us, we need to upgrade our phones, we need to upgrade our current tech. We realize in this lockdown that we probably spent our tech, but now that we're going back out, like, we don't have the money to spend on those kind of things. So what do we do? How do we acquire things that we need? What can get me by? That's the whole point of the YouTube part, where I can show you these things. So that's why I segregate a lot of things, because if I put all my eggs in one basket, for example, if I put everything on YouTube and YouTube takes me down, everything goes down with it, and so does my livelihood, my investment, and everything. And in the case of this podcast is not monetized. I don't have any sponsors. So whenever I bring someone on from a different company, they're not paying me to show up on my show. I'm asking them to appear on mine so they can be the authority speaking on that other thing, and something that I believe in too. So I have friends that work in various different areas of different industries. So whenever something interesting that's interesting to me, I know that could benefit you, whether it's life insurance, health coaching, diet fads, or even in the real estate sector itself, you know, I bring them on so they can talk to me, to talk to you, so you can get some benefits out of that. Because if you're not healthy enough to be around, then you will not be able to carry out the life lessons in real estate and financial planning I'm telling you to do. So it all goes hand in hand. Take care of you to be a better you, to make better decisions in the future. So with all that being said, that's what this show is all about. It's about me talking about the things that interest me and what I do for a living. So with you listening to this episode, it's really about me trying to encourage you to be a better you. Finances, positivity, healthier you, you know, in all aspects of things, you know, to better manage things, better manage your life. You know, I want what's best for you, because God knows we all have our struggles. And I battled them alone. I opened up about that in for the friends only on Facebook, but it's been interesting trying to connect with people and remind them that, hey, we're all in this together. So having said all that, if you're looking for a distraction or something to find out what else is going on, or what else I can contribute to helping you take your mind off what's going on, or help, you know, just a minor distraction, or just add a little bit of a levity, or even sharing your grief, that's what Off the Record's for. So I encourage you to go over there, especially right now while the wall's not up. You don't have to register. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is just show up and enjoy. Just click, enjoy, boom, there you go. So by all means, please check it out. And I'm going to leave those links. Oh, wait. Why am I asking you to go to the show notes? You can just go to the website, www.theandresagova.com. Check that out there. I have links to other places that I've been interviewed. More stuff is coming up to the website. The webmaster's working on it. So as soon as that's up, you'll see it for yourself, including my book and my upcoming book that I do have another one coming up to finish off my series. Yes, Andres, where do you find the time? I just manage my time. That's really all I do. Anyway, I just wanted to share all that with you and encourage you and remind you that we're all in this together. And any questions regarding economics, even politics, how they affect economy and real estate related stuff, especially the real estate related stuff, obviously, any of those questions, by all means, let me know. Yeah, you can reach me on the socials, especially in the Facebook page. And I look forward to receiving your comments and questions, because I do have some comments and questions that I will be getting in, I'll be getting to. But I wanted to take a moment to take a break with you and acknowledge that some of you are not able to move on anything. But you can always prepare once you're out of here. And I can help you get there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. As always, I'll see you on the next one.